We got our old friend Jay Anglin from Anglin Outdoors on the phone. Man, it's great to talk to you again.
Always a good time when I talk to you, Adam.
You miss being up here, buddy, in the UP?
I do. I had 2 weekends slated to come up and visit my son at Northern and maybe have a cold one with you and maybe do a little hunting and reminiscing. And got stuck in the weeds down here, basically, with life, and I haven't made it. Now you guys are going to be winter pretty quick, it sounds like.
So I want to remind folks, you and I are old buddies from NMU back in the day. You are basically a full-time guide in northern Indiana, fishing a lot in Michigan, hunting a lot in Michigan. We're going to talk steelhead rivers here in the fall and, you know, different techniques and approaches and what you really should be doing based on your experience. But I also want to talk to you about duck hunting right now. And just remind me and the listeners, I know you're like a Great Lakes regional editor for DU, for Ducks Unlimited. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit, what you do.
Yeah, so Ducks Unlimited, you know, obviously is a conservation organization that's been, you know, restoring wetlands for many decades, and it's the big one. So they have a great website and, of course, an award-winning magazine. And so I write for both, mostly the website. I'm working my way into the magazine more, but so I'm the Great Lakes Migration Editor, and that entails writing migration alerts for each state in the Great Lakes region. And right now I'm working on one that's like an emergency alert that just covers the Great Lakes in its entirety. We always have a couple we leave kind of just open for anything. And man, I tell you, I mean, I'm talking to all these guides, biologists, avid hunters, you know, resort owners, et cetera, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan primarily. And these fronts that have been coming through, but in particular this one that's hitting the upper plains and the prairies of Canada right now, is the real deal. It's pushing birds like big time. And a lot of them are going to skip down probably all the way down into Arkansas, Missouri, and southern Illinois and all that. But a lot of them aren't. So Lake St. Clair, you know, near Detroit there, southeast Michigan, loaded up with birds last week, and now they're going to get another wave. Saginaw Bay is loaded right now. And I know a lot of the birds are just, it sounds like, just moving right past, you know, the UP and the northern lower and parts of Wisconsin. But bottom line is that, you know, at some point, some of these birds that are kind of bringing up the rear, you know, they're going to have to stop. And so you need to get out there. This is it. This is the big show coming up. If you're a waterfowl hunter, we all, as waterfowl hunters, you know, love the idea of a big push of birds coming down. And for a lot of us, you know, that becomes in early November, late October. But right now, you know, we're a little ahead of schedule because of this weather. So, you know, my advice to waterfowl hunters is skip the deer stand, skip the grouse hunt, you know, maybe skip a volleyball game or whatever's going on and go duck hunting, because it's going to get real legit here for the next 5 days, I'd say.
Oh, that's interesting to hear about. And we're talking to Jay Anglin from Anglin Outdoors, Great Lakes Region Migration Editor for Ducks Unlimited. And I'd like you to actually kind of, in a nutshell, tell the lore of the Grand Passage. And could this be something kind of similar to that?
First, yeah. So Grand Passage, you can look it up. But the bottom line is that's when there's, you know, meteorological conditions, the calendar, you know, it's all important. Everything works together and you get a massive passage of not just waterfowl, but, you know, any bird species, but primarily waterfowl is what we're concerned with. And they all have this mass migration where they just move down the flyway in these massive movements, like they might go 500, 600, 700, 800 miles in one day to get away from something like this, to get down to where they should have been probably. You know, they stayed around a little too long where they were up in the prairies or what have you. I've witnessed two, but one was profound, and that was 1990, I think it was 96 on Lake St. Clair. And you just can't even imagine it. It's like blackbirds. And it goes on for hours and hours. And, you know, instead of a flock of 5 canvasbacks, you see a flock of 200 canvasbacks, and they come into the decoy. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's certainly a good setup. Now, I will say this. There was a lot of other, you know, early migration occurred over the last few weeks already. So there's a bit of, you know, we're already ahead of schedule. So we'll see what happens, but it should be really good.
The bottom line is get out there, because you don't know unless you're out there. Get in the middle of it, right? So
that's right.
All right, Jay. Well, I got more to talk to you about, including fall techniques in rivers for steelhead and salmon and migratory browns, all that good stuff to get into. So can we get a little more time from you for our next report?
Absolutely.
Jay Anglin from Anglin Outdoors. We'll continue later this hour on the Outdoor Show.